His critics said he was just plain nuts. Well, actually he was, a little anyhow, but it only added to his charm. Born into affluency in New York City in the mid-1800s, a sickly little boy, he did a lot of reading Western adventures. This ungainly little fellow set into his mind who he wanted to be. A big, strong cowboy. An adventurer. He fixed that image and was driven to achieve it. Not only did he become a cowboy, he became one of the greatest men in American history. The hero of San Juan Hill. The big, barrel-chested rough rider. The man who said, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." That little fellow grew up to become the Nobel Peace Prize-winning president, Theodore Roosevelt. The people couldn't help but like Teddy, and Teddy loved the people. They affectionately called him the Bull Moose. Teddy was a man way ahead of his time. He was an ardent conservationist. He set aside vast areas of wilderness to be protected as national parks. Prior to President Roosevelt, the food and drug industry had operated under seriously unsanitary conditions. TR changed that. Teddy used his big stick to club corruption and price fixing. He was afraid of no one. He freed the working class who in those days toiled under slave-like conditions. Teddy enacted legislation that protects workers to this day. The Panama Canal? Yep, that was Teddy's baby too. It was TR who catapulted the United States into the role of leading world power. He knew when to speak softly and use diplomacy. He also knew when and how to swing that big stick. TR's life, however, was not without sorrow. As a younger man, Teddy was called home to Sagamore Hill. His mother, who he loved dearly, lay dying. He sat with her until the end. Before that day was over, Valentine's Day, 1884, his wife would also die from Bright's disease and the complications of childbirth. In but a very brief moment in time, Teddy became a father, an orphan, and a widower. The pain of that day was almost too much. He would later write, "The light from my life is gone forever." He was so heartbroken that he never again spoke of that day or his late wife. Instead, he escaped to the Badlands of the Dakotas to find himself again. Some years later, he came back and went on to lead his nation. He would find love and marry again. His favorite job was being a daddy. In 1912, a would-be assassin pointed a gun at Teddy Roosevelt's chest. The bullet ripped through his overcoat, his spectacle case, and a written speech in his pocket. It lodged deep in his chest. Everyone's first instinct was to rush him to the hospital, but Teddy quickly disabused the Secret Service of that notion. After his hour and a half oration, then he went to the hospital. Shows you the kind of stuff Teddy was made of. Shortly after the holidays, 1919, rough and ready Teddy Roosevelt went up the steps to retire for the evening. His last words were, "Oh, honey, you'll never know how much I love Sagamore Hill." The Rough Rider died a peaceful death in his sleep that night, 60 years old. I could speak of this great man all day, but two words will say it all. American hero. Broadcasting from the Juniata Valley, I'm the American Storyteller.